It was an event anxiously anticipated by thousands, a day-long summer outing to Michigan City, a yearly event held for employees of Western Electric and Cicero, their families and friends. They would cruise from downtown Chicago to Michigan City's Washington Park for a day of games and picnics, then have an evening cruise back to the city. One of the ships taking them was the SS Eastland. Known for its flawed design, Ted Wachholz with the Eastland Disaster Historical Society says it had problems from the get-go.
It had a 12-year track record of near capsizes.
On July 24, 1915, several thousand boarded the Eastland, docked along the Chicago River. Their weight, together with the ship's ballast tanks being emptied, caused the rollover. At Friday's commemoration, Alderman Ed Burke's remarks summed up what happened.
844 souls perished in this river 100 years ago today. Entire families were wiped out. Others were fortunate enough to be saved by courageous police and fire rescuers, volunteers, and divine providence.
And Chicago Fire Department Assistant Commissioner Mike Fox spoke of how firefighter Fred Swigert's life was changed forever that day while doing his job.
A diver handed him a body of a little girl. Swigert placed the little body on a stretcher and looked closely at the child's features. He gasped and fell unconscious across the body. It was his own daughter.
A temporary morgue was set up in the building across the river from the Eastland, also at the 2nd Regiment Armory, a building that later became Harpo's studios and headquarters for Oprah Winfrey. In the days that followed, churches in Chicago and Cicero held funerals for several victims, sometimes daily. Civil trials lasted nearly 20 years afterward. While donations were collected to help the victims' families, none of them received any other monetary rewards. The Eastland Disaster Historical Society is responsible for this remembrance. It was co-founded by Ted Wachholz and his wife Barb, who spoke at Friday's event about her grandmother, Borghild Anstad, who survived the disaster.
Our grandmother's family fought to survive while trapped inside the hull of the Eastland for many hours. And our grandmother's fight for survival is the very reason that my sister and I are here today.
Their work will ensure that the story of the Eastland and those that died won't fade away.